A week ago today, we celebrated the wonderful feast day of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven. And now, 7 days later, we celebrate the coronation of Our Lady in Heaven. This is a wonderful week for the Church as we contemplate those glorious mysteries of the Rosary. The Assumption of Our Lady last week, and now her coronation as Queen of Heaven and Earth and all things. This beautiful feast day today of the Queenship of Our Lady was established in the year 1954 during the Great Marian Year by Pope Pius XII. And even though it was only established about 50 years ago, the idea that Our Lady is Queen has been present since the earliest days of Christianity. The fathers of the Church, the doctors of the Church talk about the Queenship of Our Lady. And that is because Jesus Christ is King. And where you have a king, his mother must be a queen. This teaching of Our Lady's queenship is rooted in sacred scripture. Think back to the Old Testament with Solomon. It wasn't the king's wife who was the queen, because some of these guys had many wives. Solomon, 300 wives and 700 concubines. Or as one child wrote in his CCD test, 300 wives and 700 porcupines. So which one of these 300 wives would be the queen? It wasn't the wife, it was the mother, because you only have one mother. So Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, she was the queen. She was both queen and mother. She had great influence in court. She always sat at the right hand of the Lord. That of the king, Solomon in that case. Whenever you go to a Catholic church, you'll notice that wherever the tabernacle is, the Blessed Mother is always to the Lord's right. See, Our Lady is our queen and our mother. Of course, today's gospel reveals the kingship of Christ. The angel Gabriel said to Our Lady, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." See, where Our Lady is acknowledged as queen, Jesus is king, and vice versa. So at the Annunciation, it's revealed that Christ is to be a king, to save us from our sins, to establish his church, his kingdom on earth, and he will sit on the throne of David forever. So in Scripture, the mothers of kings are queens, and certainly Christ would crown his own mother as the Queen of Heaven and Earth in heaven. In Revelation chapter 12, we read the account of the vision of John in the book of Revelation. "And the sanctuary of God in heaven opened, then came flashes of lightning and peals of thunder. Now a great sign appeared in the heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. She was standing on the moon with a crown of 12 stars on her head." Our Lady, of course, as the Queen, has this crown of 12 stars on her head. When we think of the beautiful titles of Our Lady over the years, she has been called the Queen of Angels. Even though angels are higher than human beings normally because they are closer to God, because they're pure spirits, whereas we have both body and soul, Our Lady, though, is queen of all the angels. She is the queen of the apostles. She's the one who prayed with the apostles at the Pentecost and drew down the Holy Spirit upon them. She's the queen of the prophets. She's called queen of the patriarchs, queen of virgins, queen of the martyrs, because Our Lady at the foot of the cross was really a martyr that the Lord kept alive. She was the queen of confessors, queen of the Holy Rosary, queen of peace, queen of the missions, queen of all hearts, queen of all saints, queen of heaven and earth. She's the queen of purgatory, because those souls are saved, they just need purification. She's queen conceived without original sin, and the queen assumed into heaven. So on this beautiful feast day of Our Lady, I encourage you to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary today, meditating upon her assumption, meditate upon her coronation. Make sure you pray the Salve Regina, the Hail Holy Queen, one of the most beautiful prayers written by Herman the Cripple, the Hail Holy Queen, or the Regina Caeli, all these prayers to Our Lady. And whenever we acknowledge Our Lady as Queen, of course, it is because Christ, her Son, is King. I'll end with a little meditation on the coronation. Before she was born, from all eternity in the mind of God, Mary was the chosen one called to make possible the salvation of our fallen race. She had been called, she totally concurred, and now she is crowned. The Maiden of Galilee, who said yes to impossibility, is now the proven channel of miracles for all the earth. The homeless mother of Bethlehem, who gave birth to her Creator, is now Queen of Heaven and Earth. The wife and widow of Nazareth is now the spotless bride of the Holy Spirit. The woman of seven sorrows is now comforter of the afflicted and wears a crown of 12 stars. God has promised to those who do His will unimaginable rewards, exquisite and unending, proportioned to the holiness achieved here on earth. Each of us has been given a call, the opportunities to concur, so that just like Our Lady, we may one day receive the crown destined for us. And so we should pray together, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To Thee we cry, for banished children of Eve. To Thee we send up our sighs. And when we weep in this valley of tears, turn the most gracious Advocate Thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this your exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of Thy riches. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O most holy Mother of God.